Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning fly control on their dairies. Yes, I know, seems like it's pretty early to be talking about this, but you know, when we get into the first part of March to the middle of March, guess what? You're going to see some flies on your dairies. So you need to really think about how you're going to approach it this year. Fly control is really all about controlling the number of larvae that are actually on your dairy. We look at dairies that have excellent fly control. Usually it is the result of the cleanliness and sanitation that they have around the dairy. Yes, we have all kinds of chemicals that we can utilize. We can use predator insects to try to control the population. But, you know, when it gets down to it, it's just trying to remove all of the breeding areas that we can. May not be able to eliminate it, but the goal is to basically control it. Now, as you get deeper in the season, probably going to have to resort to some premise sprays as well as things that you might apply to the animals. Again, let's think about the control program now. Let's decide and make a commitment that we're going to try to reduce the fly breeding areas around our dairy as much as possible, that we're going to use baits and other things like predator wasps possibly early in the season, and then we need to have a definite control as to how we're going to spray animals and premises as we get a little deeper into the fly season so that we can keep the fly populations under control as we move through the summer months. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.